the dusty hills surrounding Cúcuta, Venezuelan migrants have been building makeshift neighborhoods as they struggle to make a living in Colombia. A year after settling here with her family, Carolina Jerez and her husband have not been able to find permanent jobs.
Paying rent has been very difficult. That's why I try to help sell the empanadas and coffee. But obviously I don't make much, $3 or $4 per day.
Cúcuta is the main entry point for millions of Venezuelans who have fled the country's ongoing economic and social crisis. Colombia has implemented a number of welcoming policies, including a temporary protection status, to help them access services, education, and formal jobs. But volunteers at this soup kitchen say many migrant children continue to go hungry.
For many, this is the only meal they get during the day. There is so much need and more keep coming. And the worst is that when they arrive, they don't have a place to sleep. And we're talking big families, 10 to 15 people.
Since the pandemic, growing inflation and economic hardships in Colombia has convinced hundreds of thousands to return to Venezuela last year.
But the latest report published by the Colombian government seems to suggest the opposite, saying that just in 6 months between September 2021 and February 2022, 34% more Venezuelans have arrived, bringing the total number to 2.5 million.
With the assistance of international donors, the regional government has quietly built a number of temporary shelters along the main migrant route, providing basic healthcare, meals, and emergency protection for the worst cases. But some officials say it's not enough, and they need more financial assistance from donors.
Despite important assistance by the national government, hospitals are again dealing with $30 million in debt for assisting migrants. And we need new schools and teachers. We're worried. Colombia has made a huge effort. It also requires giant international assistance.
Some hope that the arrival of a new Colombian government promising to re-establish relations and international trade with Venezuela will help, offering much-needed opportunities for Venezuelans on both sides of the border. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Cúcuta.